Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Augusto Perez, and shalom. Today, we continue where we left off last week, and it's going to get gooder and gooder and gooder, like I say. We are entering some fascinating times and seasons. We really are. I was walking the other day praying, and all of a sudden, the presence of God came upon me. And I really felt such a tremendous presence of God. I don't know how to explain it. I really don't know how to explain it. It was different. It was like a visitation, an epiphany. And I sensed and I felt like there's going to be some very dark times ahead, folks. But there's going to be some very interesting, exciting times ahead as well. And then the Lord showed me little glimpses of what it's going to be like. And he showed me little glimpses of what it's going to be like to be in heaven together with him. And the redeem of the Lord. And I was just, I was heavy-hearted because it's kind of hard to explain what I sensed, what I felt. I was heavy-hearted at the same time, and I was exhilarated. I was excited. And so I'm going to share some things with you today to enhance and continue what I have already shared with you. Those of you that have been listening to the podcasts, the last several podcasts, are going to be able to get a lot more out of this than those that did not, those that just, you know, skipped or didn't listen to some of the podcasts. You know, like I have told you so many times before, we're dealing with a big puzzle. It's like a big, gigantic puzzle. And the pieces come in. The pieces keep coming in one by one, sometimes two pieces, but mostly one by one. And as we begin to put the pieces together in the puzzle, we begin to see something. A picture begins to emerge, right? Remember when you used to do puzzles when you were younger? At least I don't do them anymore, but I did when I was younger. I'm going to confess, I am young. I was younger. I'm not old. I'm older. Amen. Amen. And I used to do the puzzles, and I don't have time now. I really don't. It takes a lot of time to do that. And now I basically and mostly spend my time doing spiritual puzzles. That's what I spend most of my time now, most of my day and nights. And so I'm going to share with you what I have got, okay, from And some of the things that I share with you, I have received from the Lord. Some of the things that I share with you, I have gotten through investigation, through reading, through research, through stuff that people sent to me. I mean, all kinds. And so what I do is I connect the dots and I put it all together, what the Lord has given me, what I sense in my spirit, the things I have learned, the things I have seen, and then I give it to you, I share it to you, okay? And so I was in one of these past podcasts, I was sharing with you about the two solar eclipses. The one that crossed in 2017 and then the one that's going to cross in April. And I talked to you about, you know, that it made two Hebrew letters, the Paleo-Hebrew letters. It wrote them across the United States, basically meaning the beginning and the end. And I believe the Almighty is trying to tell us something here. Now, I have now some new piece of information I want to share with you. And then I'm gonna tie it in with some other things that I started sharing with you last week. And I told you I was not going to give you everything, remember? And maybe some of you got discouraged, or maybe some of you were expecting more, but that's not the way I operate. I want to see your appetite. I want to see how hungry you are. I want to see, if you're really willing to hang in there and wait. Research, the word of the Lord says, it is the glory of God to conceal the matter. And it is the glory of men, of kings, to search it out. And so, some of these things I share with you, it has cost me, okay? It has cost me a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, a lot of fasting, a lot of praying. And so I don't want people treating it lightly. The word of God says, do not throw your pearls before the swine. They will trample on it. And by that, it means that the swine really, it's not referring to people as swine. It's basically the swine do not understand the value of pearls. They don't understand it. They can't receive it. They don't appreciate it. They don't appreciate it. And so I'm going to share with you something here that I learned, okay, I found out just a couple of days ago. And that is regarding this solar eclipse that came by in 2017. And then the other one that's going to hit in 2024, crisscrossing the U.S., forming an X right over the heart of the United States. The Word of God says that in Genesis 1:14 that God has uses the sun, the moon, and the stars for signs and seasons. He says there, God said, let there be lights in the firmament in the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, seasons, for days and years. So whenever you see a great giant sign in the heavens formed by two solar eclipses that form an X, okay, create an X, we have to pay attention to that. We have to pay attention. And I shared about that last time and the previous two or three podcasts. Now, did you know that the solar eclipse of 2017, did you know that it crossed seven cities? Listen closely, folks. It crossed seven cities named Salem. Seven cities named Salem. The solar eclipse of 2017 went through, okay, it passed over seven cities that are named Salem. that were either right in the path or very, very close to the path of the solar eclipse. The first one is Salem, Oregon. This was one of the first ones to see the solar eclipse as it made, you know, its way through the U.S. The other one was Salem, Idaho. The other one was Salem, Wyoming. The other one was Salem, Nebraska. The other one was Salem, Missouri. The other one was Salem, Kentucky. And the other one was Salem, South Carolina. Now, like I said, these cities were right in the path or close to the path, okay, of this solar eclipse. Either way, they were right in the path. And so is there a message in this? I mean, how many times does this happen? How many times does this happen? And of course, the word Salem in the original text, in the original, you know, language, when you look at it, it means peace. It comes from the same root word as shalom. Okay? So this happened seven times in 2017. Of course, that was the year, the first year that President Trump, when he became president in 2017. I'm not talking politics here, folks, okay? I'm not talking politics, okay? And I'm not a person that follows man. I follow the Lord. I'm just giving you a message, okay, of what the Lord might be saying here. So this was in 2017. Now, this is also now going to be followed by another solar eclipse in 2024. And this, of course, is going to be happening in April. Now, this is very interesting. Now, watch carefully and listen carefully. Do you remember the story of Nineveh in the city, the Bible, that God sent Jonah to preach a message of repentance? Remember that for 40 days and 40 nights? Remember that? Okay. So most of you have read it. If not, read the book of Jonah. Okay? Read the book of Jonah, that God was going to destroy it and destroyed it because of its wickedness. But because of Jonah and the message and the people and the that city of Nineveh repented, God spared them for a season. Now, watch carefully. This next solar eclipse on April 8th, okay, it's called the Great American Eclipse of 2024, is going to cross, watch for it, seven U.S. locations or cities or areas that are named Nineveh. Did you catch that, folks? In 2017, that solar eclipse went over seven cities and locations named Salem. The one in April 8, 2024 is going to go over seven cities or areas named Nineveh. Is this a coincidence? I don't think so. I do not believe so. I do not believe so. I'm going to give you the list of the seven cities where it's going to go over. Okay? Seven locations named Nineveh in the great North American continent. The first one is going to be Nineveh, Texas. The other one's going to be Nineveh, Missouri. The other one's going to be Nineveh, Indiana. The other one's going to be Nineveh, Ohio. The other one's going to be Nineveh, Pennsylvania. Another one's going to be Nineveh, Virginia. And the other one's going to be Nineveh, New York. Now, this may not be exactly in the order in which it would happen, but those are the seven cities, okay? Very interesting. Very interesting, the locations of these seven cities. Very interesting. And also, it's going to pass over a location named Nineveh in Nova Scotia, Canada, making a total of eight. But, it's not in the U.S. Now, this coming eclipse of April 8th this year is going to be one of the most viewed and expected eclipses in U.S. history. We already shared with you in past times whenever these two solar eclipses came up on the United States in a similar manner, there was war that ensued, wars that followed. And now this. Very, very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. And so, again, is this a coincidence, Augusto? Is this something that just is happenstance? Maybe, it happened to me. No big deal. Well, maybe, but I doubt it. I do not believe this is a coincidence. I do not believe that this is just happenstance. I really do believe that this is a message from the Lord. And there's a lot here. There's a lot here that I could tell you about. As I told you about, we have been talking about the incoming nemesis. We have been talking about this event. Last week, I talked to you about scroll. Remember, I told you the scripture that the Lord gave me about the scroll, and I gave you two scriptures, and then we went to the book of Revelation. We went to the book of Revelation, chapter 10. Remember that? And I told you that there was something there that was very, very profound and very, very deep. And I shared to you a little bit about it. And I told you I was going to share more in the upcoming podcasts. Remember that? In the book of Revelation, chapter 10, let me just go over it really quick so I can tie it to what I'm going to say next. It says in Revelation 10:1, and I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven. He was clothed with a cloud and a rainbow upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open. That, see that word there, a little book? That's a scroll. That's the same word I shared with you last week, remember? Remember I shared with you last week? And I cried with a loud voice. Let's go back to verse 2. I skipped verse 2. And he had his hand in the little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot upon the earth. Notice he put one foot on the sea and the other on the earth. Is the Lord's and the abundance thereof. The earth belongs to the Lord. And he cried with a loud voice and when a lion roars. Keep that word. Keep your eyes on that word. He cried out with a loud voice as when a lion roars. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. Now, that word there, when he cried with a loud voice, okay? It's that word there is exceedingly great. It means exceedingly great. It means when somebody is disclosing something, when somebody is decreeing something, addressing something, saying something. And also, it also has to do with it was a scream. It says it cried, but it was like a screaming voice. And then it, in the original, it also means like a shrieking, exclaiming voice. It's very profound, that word. He cried as when a lion roar. Okay? As when a lion roars. And then, I mean, you've all heard a lion's roar, right? I live here in an area, and there's a zoo close by. Yeah, maybe a couple of miles, 2-3 miles. A few miles. I have not measured it, but, you know, it's not more than that, maybe, you know, a few miles. And in the evening, around 7 o'clock p.m., 6, 7, somewhere around there, I hear the lion's roar from my home. And it is very powerful. My wife had never heard it, and the other day I told her, I said, listen, the lion is roaring. And she listened to it and said, oh, my Lord. Yeah, that's a lion's roar. And it says, and when the seven thunders, it says, when the seven thunders had uttered their voices. Now, again, listen closely and pay attention. It's talking about seven thunders. It's talking about the roar of a lion. It's talking about an angel screaming, right, crying with a very loud voice, with his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the earth. And then in verse 4 he says, and when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. Apostle John was about to write what he said. But I heard a voice of heaven saying to me, seal up these things which the seven thunders uttered and write them not. Don't write them. This is not to be shared. This is going to happen when it's going to happen. Reserved for such a time. And then the angel whom I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever and ever, and who created heaven and the things that are therein, and the earth and the things that are therein, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. That's in verse 6. There should be time no longer. In other words, there's going to be no more delay for what is to follow. Basically, that's what it means. There's going to be no delay any longer for what's to follow, for what is about to come to pass. Okay? Talks about a particular period of time, an interval, okay, a season or a space or a while, okay? In other words, the time has come. The season has come. There's no more delay. No more. There's no more delay. There's no more hereafter. There's no more, in the future. That's what it means. There is no more henceforth. And so... And then he says in verse 7, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he had declared to his servants, the prophets. And then in verse 8 says, and the voice which I heard from heaven spoke unto me again and said, go and take the little scroll. Remember, I shared with you last week. Take the little scroll, which is open in the hand of the angel who stands upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went to the angel and said to him, give me the little scroll. And he said to me, take it, eat it. It shall make your stomach bitter, but it shall be in your mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little scroll out of the angel's hand, and I ate it up. And it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my stomach was bitter. And he said to me, you must prophesy again to many people, nations, tongues, and kings. Now, before I share with you what the Lord revealed to me about this, I'm going to share with you another experience I had not too long ago. I called it the funeral. It's posted on our website. By the way, we have all of these visions and dreams that my Heavenly Father has graciously shown me. They're all posted there on our website, on the radio shows page. Okay, you go there, you click on Brightion. Brightion is the one that has it because it is filed by category. The others don't have that. Rumble and BitChute do not have that, but Brightion does. You click on Brightion, and it will take you to that page. And you're going to see there all the different, teachings or podcasts by what they deal with. And you're going to see one titled Dreams and Visions. You click on that, and you're going to see all of them there. Okay? And go to the one that's titled. Or you can go to my website also, to the website, theappearance.com. And you can go to the other one too, theappearance.net. But theappearance.com is our flagship website. And you go to the page there about dreams and visions. You can see it there also. Read it. You won't see the video, but you can read it. And you scroll down, you're going to see the one titled The Funeral. And what I wanted to share about that was the fact that I was shown in that particular experience. I was in a funeral. And long story short, I'm not going to take you through the whole thing because I don't want to spend time on it. In that particular experience, I saw a funeral. It was a funeral of a pastor. And of course, you remember after that happened, there were many, many pastors and many ministers and many men of God and women of God that passed away because of this COVID thing. I lost precious friends during that period of time, and the Lord was showing that to me, that was going to happen. But then the other part of this experience that it was the most powerful one is I saw a scroll, and it was sitting on a small table. And when I looked at it, I knew I was supposed to take it. And then I looked behind me, and there was someone. It may have been the angel of the Lord, but I believe it was the Lord Jesus, because then later he came and hugged me. So it probably was the Lord. Then later he came and hugged me and kissed me on both sides of my neck. And when I looked into his eyes were just marvelous, pools of love. I could feel his love coming into my heart. I could feel love emanating from him. So he was standing behind me, And he said to me, do you know what that is? Do you know what that is? And I immediately said, the revelation of Jesus Christ. And when I looked at him, he just kind of with a smile in his face, he nodded. And then I knew I had to go and take it. So I went and took it. And when I opened it, it was the book of Revelation. It was the Apocalypse. And I read a lot of the things that are contained in the book of Revelation. And I saw a lot of other things that I had never seen in the book of Revelation. And one of the things I read there was things are not going to be like people think. The end times is not going to be like people think. Amongst other things I read. And that's all I'm going to share about that, because, again, it was a scroll. And I knew in my heart that what is contained in the book of Revelation is getting ready to come to pass. Listen to me, folks. Do not take this lightly, please. Did he give you dates? No. I don't have dates. But I knew that it was imminent. I knew it was getting ready to happen. Well, you know, everybody wants dates. Well, give me a date. No, I'm not going to give you a date. Because this is not about dates. This is about preparation. Hard preparation. Just suffice to say that it's going to happen soon. Okay? And, you know, this all ties together with something I'm going to give you. Okay, because time is a ticking, and time is a ticking very fast today. And remember last time when I talked to you, remember? I talked to you about the scroll, and I talked to you about the scroll had to do with you know, judgments of God and decrees of the Most High. Remember that? Remember that I told you it had to do with decrees of the Most High that it was decreeing against the human race. And in Zechariah chapter 5, that's where I read from last week. Remember, in verse 2, it says, what do you see, son of man? And then this is from Zechariah. He said, I see a flying scroll. Its length is 20 cubits and its breadth 10 cubits. And then he said to me, this is the curse that goes forth over the face of the whole earth. For everyone that steals shall be cut off, according to the writing on this side. And everyone that swears falsely shall be cut off, according to the writing on that side. And then he says, and I will bring it forth, says the Lord of hosts, it shall enter into the house of the thief, and into the house of him that swears falsely by his name. By my name, and it shall remain in the midst of the house, and it shall consume it with its timber and stones. Okay, and so, and then in the book of Revelation, we just read that, chapter 10. Now, let me share with you what the Lord gave me back a few years ago. Now, this one is also posted, okay, in our Dreams and Visions page there. And this is a scripture that, you know, God gave me, and it was very strange how he gave me that scripture. It was very, very strange, because I was sitting across a table, and there was this man that always encounters me in my dreams and visions. He was sitting on the other side, and we were talking about things. We were talking about spiritual things. We were talking about, you know, the end of times. We were talking about prophetic things. And one of the things that I remember is there was in the center of the table, there was like this daily bread scripture holder that you buy in your Christian bookstores, remember, where there's scriptures there, and you pick one every day and you read it. Well, you know, when my wife and I got married, I bought one of those, and we used to have it on top of our table, and we read one every day, sometimes more than once. And that's what I saw. And then when I was talking to this man, this old man, he was kind of older man. He was like an ancient, you know, his hair was white. And when I was talking to him, this scripture holder, okay, it turned over. It turned over on its side, exposing the bottom to me. The bottom was facing me. And I read a scripture there. Well, I did not remember the scripture that I read. And so it flipped back on, and then we went through it again. like in the movies, you know, when you go through a scene again, you know, take one, take two, take three. and in take two, the same thing happened. The scripture holder turned on its side again, and I could not remember. I just couldn't remember what I had seen. And so it was important for the Most High for me to remember this scripture. And it was two. I saw two of them. And then it finally happened the third time, and the third time I saw it. I saw it, and I saw it, and I remembered it, and I woke up. He woke me up so I would not forget it. And it is a scripture, precious people, that you would never think, you would never even imagine. This is a scripture that God's going to give anyone, because I don't remember even reading it. I mean, I know I have read it because I have read the Bible, okay, all of it, but I don't remember reading that particular scripture. I don't remember it. And it is from 1 Samuel chapter 2. Now, listen carefully. He says, the Lord killeth, and the Lord maketh alive. Right? The Lord killeth, and the Lord maketh alive. And then he says, he brings down and to the grave, and he brings up. He says, the Lord makes poor and maketh rich. He brings low and lifts up. He raises up the poor out of the dust and lifts up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints. Now listen carefully, folks. Listen carefully. He will keep the feet of his saints. This is a key verse. This is a key verse. That's the scripture that he showed me. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 6 to 10. Okay? I saw it clearly, and I wrote it down. Okay? 1 Samuel chapter 2. And then when you read that part there, he raises up the poor out of the dust. Let's go to verse 9. Let's skip that and go over verse 9, because time is a ticking. In verse 9 it says, he will keep the feet of his saints. Okay? He will keep the feet of his saints. Now that keep is the word shamar, which means he's going to guard. Remember, I've been talking to you this last few weeks about how God is going to protect us, how he's going to guard us, how he's going to provide for us and guide us during this time that is coming, during this darkness. That word he will keep is also means to pray, to hedge about, to put a hedge about you or me with thorns. The Lord is going to put a hedge around you and me with thorns to guard us, to protect us. Those that belong to him, those are his. Those that are his remnant. It also means to mark. He will keep. It means to mark his beloved, to mark his beloved. It also means to preserve. It also means to reserve. It also means to save. And it also means to watch over. The feet. Okay? The feet. And that word feet is the word regel in the original Hebrew, which also means the possessions. He's going to keep you and your possessions. Okay? When these things happen, listen carefully. And the wicked, that word is a rasha, that is the morally corrupt, the condemned, the guilty, the wicked, those that have done wrong. He says, they shall be silent. Listen carefully, folks. They shall be silent. That's the mom in the Hebrew. That means they're going to be astounded. They're going to perish. They're going to cease to be. They're going to be cut down, cut off. They're going to be basically, cut off is the word there. In darkness, that word is shoshek. That means in destruction, the destruction when it comes, the darkness when it comes, the wickedness. And then it says, by strength shall no man prevail. These people that are in positions of power and authority, these people that are called the rich men of the earth, that think that nothing will happen to them because they got their secret underground places stuffed with everything that they need. That word there is for by strength, that means by their own means, by their own strength, by their own substance, by their own wealth, shall no man prevail. Okay? And then he says, the adversaries of the Lord, listen to this, folks. The adversaries of the Lord, he says, the enemies of the Lord, the adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. That word is shata, which maybe that's where the word shattered come from. And it says they shall be broken to pieces either by violence, it says by confusion, by fear. They shall be beaten down. They shall be discouraged. They shall be scared. They shall be terrified. Now listen to this closely. Out of heaven, out of Shamayim, he thunder. Who is he? The Almighty, the King of Glory. Shall he thunder? Shall he roar? It literally means, that word there in the Hebrew is raham. And that means he will thunder. He will roar out of heaven. Okay? He will roar and thunder out of heaven. Do you remember what we just read in Revelation chapter 10, do you remember that? In Revelation chapter 10, remember what I told you, that out of heaven he shall roar? Remember that? Revelation chapter 10. In Revelation chapter 10, we just read that in the beginning. It says, with the seven thunders, in Revelation 10, he said three, with a loud voice, as when a lion roars, and he cried seven thunders. You remember? Well, this is exactly what it's saying here in 1 Samuel chapter 2. He says, out of heaven shall he thunder. Okay? Out of heaven shall he thunder. And then he says also, he shall roar. Okay? He shall roar. This is incredible how the same words are repeated again and again. Okay? And that word thunder, out of heaven shall he thunder. That word raham, in the original text, it means roar. Incredible. Incredible. Upon them. What is he roaring? He's roaring the seven thunders. That's why he says, shall he thunder? That's exactly what the Revelation chapter 10 is talking about. And then he says, the Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. It's incredible, folks. It's incredible. And there's, I'm going to read that here because this is very powerful. And I'm going to read it in another version, Bible version. Let me read it to you from the English Standard Version. 1 Samuel 2:9, it says, and he will guard the feet of his faithful ones, but the wicked shall be caught off in darkness. For by might shall no man prevail. And then says the adversaries, verse 10, of the Lord. This is still reading from the English Standard Version. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Against them he will thunder in heaven. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. Now, folks, I got to hurry because we are about to close. This is exactly what Revelation chapter 10 is talking about. This is exactly what Revelation chapter 10 is talking about. And when he talks about when he utters seven thunders, I believe that in these seven thunders is what is written. The corruption, the corrupt deeds, the wicked deeds, the ungodly deeds of mankind that have been done on this, and he is about to bring judgment against those people. Just like it happened back in the Old Testament. But this time is going to be executed by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And this is going to happen during a time of darkness, when darkness covers the earth, just like it says in the book of Isaiah. Just like it says in the book of Isaiah. I mean, how this whole thing, all these scriptures in the Bible tie together, folks, it is just absolutely astonishing. Astonishing and beautiful. It's incredible. It says in Isaiah chapter 60, arise and shine, for your light has come, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth. Well, do you know that word darkness there? In the original text, you know that word there? It's exactly the same word that I just read you from in 1 Samuel chapter 2. It's the word shoshek. He says, out of that shoshek, out of the darkness, the Almighty is going to thunder. He's going to roar. And then he says in Isaiah 62, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the glory of the Lord shall arise upon thee, and the glory, his glory shall be seen upon thee. I don't have time to share the other part, the other scripture that he gave me. That will take another hour. So I'm going to keep that for next time. You don't want to miss it. This has been another edition of Messages from Beyond the Veil with yours truly, Augusto Perez. Talk to you next time. God bless you. Shalom.